Hey beautiful souls! Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, where we dive deep into the magic that unfolds when we embrace our past and rewrite our present. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're tackling a topic that hits close to home for all of us, the powerful connection between those formative childhood experiences and how they shape our mental well-being as adults. Ever feel like certain triggers set you off in ways you can't quite explain? You know that feeling when something seemingly small sends you spiraling into a whirlwind of emotions? Well, honey, there might be a deeper story waiting to be told, one rooted in those early years. Let's get real for a second. Our childhoods, the good, the bad, and everything in between, are like the foundation upon which our adult lives are built. Think about it. From the way we learn to communicate and navigate relationships to how we handle stress and cope with emotions, these early experiences leave an imprint on our very being. Here's the thing, though. Often, those early wounds, whether it's neglect, trauma, or even just feeling misunderstood, can stay buried deep within us, simmering beneath the surface. And when those unresolved issues resurface in adulthood, they can manifest as anxiety, depression, relationship struggles, or a whole host of other mental health challenges. So, how do we break free from this cycle? The key is awareness. Becoming mindful of our triggers, understanding their origins, and learning to compassionately address those childhood wounds is the first step towards healing. It's like peeling back layers of an onion, revealing the truth that lies within. Here are 5 powerful insights that can help you on your journey. 1. Recognize your triggers. Pay attention to situations or people that evoke strong emotional responses in you. Are there specific words, sounds, or smells that send you spiraling? Identifying these triggers is like shining a light on those hidden pathways within your mind and heart. 2. Journaling is your BFF. I'm telling you, journaling can be a total game changer. It's like having a safe space to pour out your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you write down your experiences, both positive and negative, you start to create a narrative that empowers you to understand yourself better. Think of it as giving voice to the whispers of your soul. 3. Embrace forgiveness. Holding on to grudges, whether they're directed at others or even ourselves, is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs us down and prevents us from moving forward. Learning to forgive, truly forgive, is not about condoning past actions, but rather about releasing the grip those experiences have on our present moment. 4. Seek professional support. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for professional help. Therapists, counselors, and other mental health practitioners are trained to guide you through this journey of self-discovery and healing. Think of them as your trusted companions who offer support, encouragement, and invaluable insights. 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, you're a work in progress, honey. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your struggles, and remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a successful businesswoman who always puts on a brave face but secretly battles with crippling anxiety. She often feels overwhelmed by the pressure to succeed and constantly compares herself to others. Deep down, she yearns for connection and acceptance but struggles to let her guard down. Sarah realizes that her anxieties stem from her childhood experiences, a time when she felt unseen and unheard. She starts journaling about these feelings, exploring the root causes of her anxiety. With professional guidance, Sarah learns to manage her stress, build healthy boundaries, and practice self-compassion. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to shed her anxieties and embrace her authentic self. So remember, beautiful souls, healing your inner child is not about dwelling on the past, but rather about reclaiming your power, rewriting your narrative, and living a life filled with joy, authenticity, and unshakable resilience. Take this wisdom out into the world. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review, let us know what resonates most with you. And join our community on social media, let's continue this conversation together. Remember, healing starts within. Until next time, keep shining your light bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.